Thank you, Lord, for being so good to me. When I was alone, you took me in your sweet family. And gave me no hope, said that I could live eternally. Now with all my heart, thank you, Lord. Yes, with all my heart, and with all my soul, thank you for Calvary, its treasure untold. Thank you for heaven fair, that place you prepared me there. Now with all my heart, thank you, Lord. Life is full of snares, trials seem so hard to bear. It's then that I reach for that hand I know is always there. And finding he still cares, I bow my head and say this simple prayer. Now with all my heart, thank you, Lord. Yes, with all my heart, and with all my soul, thank you for Calvary, treasure untold. Thank you for heaven fair, that place you prepared me there. Now with all my heart, thank you, Lord. Life is full of snares, trials seem so hard to bear. It's then that I reach for that hand I know is always there. And finding he still cares, I bow my head and say this simple prayer. Now with all my heart, thank you, Lord. Yes, with all my heart, and with all my soul, thank you for Calvary, treasure untold. Thank you for heaven fair, that place you prepared me there. Now with all my heart, thank you, Lord. If you're getting tired of losing life's war, and you keep searching for something worth fighting for, well, God's got an army. We've been proved and tried, so come on over to the winning side. Come on over to the winning side. We're following Jesus. We got our banner held high. We're God's mighty army. We'll not be denied. So come on over to the winning side. We're marching through the fire, but the fire won't burn. We march through the water, but the old fire won't learn. Then we march through the lion's den, and old Daniel replied, these lions can't hurt me, cause I'm on the winning side. So come on over to the winning side. We're following Jesus. We've got our banner held high. We're God's mighty army. We'll not be denied. So come on over to the winning side. If you're getting tired of losing life's war, and you keep searching for something worth fighting for, well, God's got an army. We've been proved and tried. So come on over to the winning side. Come on over to the winning side. We're following Jesus. We got the banner held high. We're God's mighty army. We'll not be denied. So come on over to the winning side. We march through the fire, but the fire won't burn. We march through the water, but old fellow won't learn. Then we march through the lion's den, and old Daniel replied, these lions can't hurt me, cause I'm on the winning side. So come on over to the winning side. We're following Jesus. We got our banner held high. We're God's mighty army. We'll not be denied. So come on over to the winning side. So come on over to the winning side. We're following Jesus. We got our banner held high. We're God's mighty army. We'll not be denied. So come on over to the winning side.
So come on over to the winning side.
That's quite something. If you're getting tired like you and I, we're getting tired of losing lives war.
Mm-hmm.
And you keep searching for something worth fighting for. Well, God's got an army. We've been proven and tried, like 40 years they've been trying to destroy us, trying to separate us, trying to get us to compromise. Behind us is the spirit of Satan.
Mm-hmm.
Satan knows that you and I are right. He knows mm-hmm. we got it. He knows we're standing on that solid rock.
Mm-hmm.
He's been trying for 40 years to destroy me with all kinds of lies and stuff. But see, we're on the winning side. If you're getting tired like we got tired of fighting a war, losing war, and you've been searching for something worth fighting for, this here, what we got, it's worth fighting for.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not our program. It's God's program. It lines it up with Scripture. That Leonard from Delta, that Pope from Delta, that his stuff, it's not worth fighting for. It's in the way out. All it is tradition and religion. They don't believe God sent a prophet. In fact, you go tell them, they'll run you out of town. And same with that Acadia guy. That Darno, I think that's his name. Their program is going to vaporize.
Mm-hmm.
It's no use fighting for it. It's not something that's, at the end of the day, you're going to lose it.
Yeah, like if you listen to them, they are so focused on what the forefathers did. And it takes away what Jesus did. That should be the focus. What about the Lord Jesus Christ? Not about another human being. The focus should all point to the Lord Jesus Christ. If it doesn't do that, it's built on a wrong foundation. It's not built on that solid rock.
There was nobody that put in more faith than my dad. Oh, man, he tried to get that thing up and running. But I seen it all, and did I want to spend the rest of my life fighting for something that's not worth fighting
mm-hmm.
for? Well, I went and looked. I went and searched, and you did the same thing. We went and searched for something worth fighting for.
Amen.
And then we found it right by the Scriptures. We found it right that God sent the prophet. That's the key.
Mm-hmm.
And it's something worth fighting for. Now you could come and join us, because that Leonard program, it's going to become obsolete.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, already is obsolete. It's going to vaporize out, because we're living in the hour where the kingdoms of this world, this program is all part of that Antichrist system.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to fall. It's no use going out there, putting all your effort in, and fighting for something that's not worth fighting for. Like you and I, we were searching for something, and that's worth fighting for, and we found it. And that program that you and I have, that's not our program. That's God's program. If everybody did what we're doing 6 days out of the week, get up with your family, and then and then pray and do whatever we're doing here, then it would be a different world to be living in. That's basically what the early church did before they started congregating. The early church, the apostles went from house to house to give communion. They didn't have they didn't have a big church building and a commune type setting. They went. They were different over in the town they were in. Let's say you were here in Portage. There were maybe six or seven families throughout town here that were dedicated, that were believers. So then what the apostles did, they went from house to house to break bread, to give communion from time to time. And in the meantime, when they did do communion, that family, they just stayed at home and they did their daily devotions. That's what they did. Just that simple. But see, down through time, Satan is beginning to infiltrate with these antichrists, and then he come up with a program and they start to congregate. That's the only way the devil can control it. If you've got a big congregation, all he's got to do is get the leadership, and then that leader, he controls that whole hierarchy, and it evolved into synagogues of Satan. You can read it in Revelation. We're not coming up with something new. We're just taking, God has taken the church way back. Everything is going back to where it was, to the early church. That's what Brother Brennan was sent for. That's what that Elijah Spirit is supposed to do, to take us back to the faith of the fathers. That's it. And that's what we're doing every morning. 6 days out of the week, we get up and we do things for the Lord for 2 or 3 hours. If everybody did that, what a wonderful world we'd be living in.
Mm-hmm.
And we sought that kingdom, and then you don't have to worry about nothing. We sought the kingdom. It's seek ye first the kingdom of God. And the kingdom of God, the Bible says, you say, the kingdom of God is within you. It's the kingdom of God. Once you're born again, like you told Nicodemus, you must be born again. And once you become born again, that kingdom of God is within you.
Mm-hmm.
Then it says, and seek the first the kingdom and his righteousness. Not our righteousness.
Mm-hmm.
Not that Leonard's righteousness. Not that Acadia guy's righteousness. Not that Amish righteousness. His righteousness. And his righteousness, it's so simple. It's always been the message for your day, because the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven keeps revolving. There's a difference in the kingdom of God and the kingdom of heaven. The kingdom of God, like I say, it's stationary. It's born again experience. But the kingdom of heaven, it keeps moving on. The truth is marching on.
Basically
the kingdom
truth
of heaven has always been the truth for your day. Just that simple.
Mm-hmm. That's why it keeps evolving, you know. The truth back in the early church, and then it evolved. You come to Martin Luther. That was the truth for that day, that Joshua shall live by faith.
You can go to Matthew 13 and say, go read this part. Mm-hmm. Then.
Mm-hmm.
Then. What does it mean, then? It's not stationary. Then means it's moving ahead. The truth is marching on.
Mm-hmm.
If you live in that Amish commune, it's not moving anywhere. It's stationary. Because
mm-hmm.
it's of the devil. It's an antichrist system. The same with that other thing. It's an antichrist system. It's not moving on. I see you and I, we saw through that. And we realized it's not worth fighting for, because at the end of the day, you're losing out.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm trying to say. But this here thing, this is not our program. This is God's program. And it's worth fighting for, and we've been fighting for 40 years. They've been trying to do everything they could to try to, first of all, to try to divide us, and then they can't. See, the devil knows we're right. He knows he can't stop us. So what does he do? He tries to undermine us. He tries to lie things about us, make us appear that we're this, that, and the other. But see, at the end of the day is what matters. We know at the end of the day we'll be right, and that Hutterite program, it's doing exactly what the Bible says. Babylon is falling. It's all part of Satan's antichrist system. Just that simple.
Mm-hmm.
And the dear paint that all the waters of my soul longed after thee. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship thee. You alone are my strength, my shield. To you alone may my spirit yield. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship thee. You're my friend, and you are my brother, even though you are a king. I love you more than any other, so much more than anything. You alone are my strength, my shield. To you alone may my spirit yield. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship thee. I want you more than gold or silver only. You can satisfy. You alone are the real joy giver and the apple of my eye. You alone are my strength, my shield. To you alone may my spirit yield. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship you. I want you more than gold or silver only. You can satisfy. You alone are the real joy giver and the apple of my eye. You shield. To you alone may my spirit yield. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship you. We hear about the war, we see the famine in the land. There's questions in the children's eyes. Trouble in the east again. The whole world is shaking. There's no safe place to stand. And the mournful sounds are heard throughout the land. But I keep listening for a different sound. The sound of the city that jumps are coming down. The sound of the bride being united with the groom. Oh, I keep listening. Oh, I keep listening. Oh, I keep listening for a different sound. I remember the preacher saying, that it shall come to pass. There'll come a generation that will be the last. I can't believe I'm standing here, seeing the end of time, and the preacher's voice still echoing in my mind. But I keep listening for a different sound. The sound of the city that jumps are coming down. The sound of the bride being united with the groom. Oh, I keep listening. Oh, I keep listening. Oh, I keep listening for a different sound. I remember the preacher saying, son, it shall come to pass. There'll come a generation that will be the last. I can't believe I'm standing here to see the end of time, and the preacher's voice still echoing in my mind. But I keep listening for a different sound. The sound of a city that shouts are coming down. The sound of the bride being united with the groom. Oh, I keep listening. Oh, I keep listening. Oh, I keep listening for a different sound. You hear about the war? All the talk of the town, what the war.
Mm-hmm.
The war in Iran, the war in Ukraine, the war in Russia. We hear about the wars.
The war in Lebanon. There's always fighting going on.
There's a question in the children's eyes. Trouble in the East again. That's where it's at, over in the East. Iran is in the East. That whole thing is in the East. The whole world is shaking. It's all, everybody's up and men's hearts failing them for fear. There's no sure place to stand. There's no safety out there. The only safety is in this here program. The mournful sounds are heard throughout the land. We don't hear that much here. We're like, especially the Hutterites here in Manitoba and Canada, we're like sheltered, eh, so mm-hmm. far. And that's coming to an end too, you know. We don't notice that much, but if this the news, then you're kind of in touch with what's really going on. But there's no safe place to stand. Mm-hmm. You have no safety whatsoever when you go out at night or even many places throughout the day. Your life is not safe. The only safety you have is in this here program. That's God's final chapter, the message for your day. And God, if you're part of that, like we sang that song here, if you only come and fight, you're getting tired of fighting life's war, and you're searching for something worth fighting for. Well, why didn't you join God's mighty army? We have been proven and tried. You and I have been proven. We've been tried every step of the way. So come on over to the winning side. It's not that, like I say, this is not our program. We're just following the stream. We happen to spend all our resources, everything we had. We went to search this thing out, and we found a message for our day. And they just, once we found that, we wasn't going to retract. We wasn't going to step back and recant. That's what they've been trying to do ever since day one, trying to get me to recant. You know, it's kind of a joke what you're trying to do. You're so obvious to you and I. When these antichrists come in here, that Joe from Cyprus, he's nothing but a first-class antichrist. He does. These antichrists, they know how to put up a really better show than any Christian can. Because they appeal to the flesh. And mm-hmm. They got scriptures, and they got, but they take the scripture out of turn. I know how that antichrist spirit works.
Mm-hmm.
And here he's coming here. The low life. Can you imagine? After everything I've been through, he's trying to drag me back into that compound, mm-hmm. into his torture chambers again. Oh, we got a good deal for you. All you got to do, we'll come and we'll put you through this Auschwitz rigmarole, and you can do. When you die, we'll bury you very honorably, and you'll be buried within the graveyard there in the community and all that garbage. I would trade that for what you and I have. He's fighting a losing battle. He's not on the winning side. Look what we had to go through to find. First of all, we found out that Hutterite thing is nothing but a cult. And then we found out that there's something out there, because I keep saying it over and over again. We had a man that had an out-of-body experience. He came to our house and he begged and pleaded with my dad. He said, there's something out there. I know there is. If we put our life on the line and we go search for it, we'll find it. And that's exactly what I did. I went and searched for it, and I found it, right? At the ministry of Brother Branham. Just that simple. Mm-hmm. But, you see, the truth is marching on, and you and I, we're marching on with it because we've been tried and proven, and this is not my program. This is God's program. We just happened to search, and then one day the Lord found us. They were willing and able and ready, and he moved us to start a website, and then he's moved on us to do what we're doing here today. Like I say, it's not our program. It's just the Lord's program. But we've been soft before the Lord, and we allow him to guide us with that of your eyes. Just that simple. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching on. He has sounded forth the trump that shall never call retreat. He is sifting out the hearts of all before his judgment seat. Oh, be swift, my soul, to answer him. Be jubilant, my feet. Our God is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching on. 1 John chapter 4. I'm going to expose. I'm going to keep exposing these antichrists. I know the things we're seeing here, they're so far off the normal path of everything, everyday church program. And we tell people that all that thing has been driven, everything out there, that church world is driven by a bunch of antichrists. Because I can, ever since Nicaea, Rome, and then the reformers came in, and then Brother Branham came on, and then in the 60s, they rejected the prophet to the age. They rejected the church world, rejected him. Just that simple. I can show you exactly when Brother Brenby called a meeting and he had a convention and all the churches of America were represented there. Churches, all these denominations, the Pentecostals were there, and all Brother Branham pleaded and begged with them, come and let's go back to the Word. Water baptism in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Back to Acts verse 2:38, chapter 2, verse 38. And but see what Satan did after Nicaea, Rome. He completely polluted the whole world with that Nicaea, Rome baptism and the Dark Ages that they produced. That's what they produced. They produced the Dark Ages and Satan's millennium, and then the reformers came in, and like if you saw a ship, a big ship out, and all of the reformers, it was turning that ship around to go right back exactly where Brother Branham, that's what he was saying, to turn us back to the apostolic faith of our fathers. That's what this thing is all about. We're just at the tail end of it here. And you and I, our program, it's not our program. This program here is taking you back to the early church. And that's what Brother Branham came to do. That's what that apostle came to do. That's what that man from Forest River Calling was looking for. That's what he would have found if he would have put his life on the line. But see, I heard him, and that's what I did. I put my life on the line, and I found it. And then ever since I found it, I went back and told the Hutterites. That's where I come out. I told them that God sent the prophet. I told them about water baptism in Jesus' name. I told them about that baptism that you had is of the devil. And then, well, see, that religious system, they cannot handle the truth. Mm-hmm. And what did they do? They put you in the outs, and they don't want to hear it, and then they rejected it. But see, then it evolves into this antichrist system. That's why we say here, dear friend, do not believe every spirit. Do not believe every religion. Do not believe every preacher. It's up to you and I, once we found it, to hold on, and that's what we did. Do not believe every spirit, but test the spirit to determine if they are from God. Because many false prophets have gone out into the world. And here, see, when we talk about, by this you know the Spirit of God, every spirit that confesses Jesus is Christ, every spirit that confesses Jesus as Christ, who has come in the flesh, is of God.
Mm-hmm.
But see, we talk about that. It's historic. We can't talk about that anymore, because that was what the fight was. That's what these antichrists tried to introduce, that Jesus Christ did not come in the flesh. Well, that's not a question now. The big question, the big controversy here in this hour is exactly what it says. Oh, it's no more whether Jesus came in the flesh. Everybody that has any brain, even John Hagee, knows that Jesus came in the flesh. But he won't tell you that the big controversy now is not whether Jesus came in the flesh. There was the big controversy whether God sent the prophet or not. That's the age of literacy. That's the controversy now. And nobody out there is going to tell you that God sent the prophet. This is, behold, I'll send you Elijah the prophet and the hour that we're now living in. And that's exactly what the big controversy, that's what the big fight is all about. And the devil knows, like I said earlier, the devil knows that you and I are standing on that solid rock.
Mm-hmm.
He knows that. And he's been trying for 40 years to try to defraud us, try to undermine us, trying to get us to compromise, trying to break us down. We went through the fire, but the fire won't burn us. We went through the water, but that water didn't touch us. We went through the lions, but all the effort that the devil has put in through these antichrists, through these all kinds of tugs that he sends in here to try to derail, we're still standing strong and firm because we're built on that solid rock.
Mm-hmm.
And here the Lord moved on us to start up this program because he tried us and he tested us, and then he gave us the commission and the responsibility to put out that living water. Mm-hmm. We didn't just come happen to fall on it. We were tried by the Word of God, and here we are with a program that will stand the test of time. When everything falls apart, like I see, that Leonard's program, that Hutterite program, it's going to go down well, and that's exactly what Laodicea, where Laodicea is going. Laodicea has been spewed out.
Mm-hmm.
There's no life in it. It's just Babylon. It's all part of that religious Babylon, that Soda Mitishamea. It's all just religion. That's all it is. And it's been spewed out back when they rejected the prophet. The Lord had no other option but to just let them go out to hell and death. And that gray horse rider took them over. And now all these religions, all these denominations, the John Hagees of this world, the Leonards of this world, the Hutterites of this world, the Gibb faction, the Oil faction, the Amish faction, the Society of Brethren faction, these are all just cults, and taken over by that Antichrist spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And here the Lord is, you and I, before he could give us this responsibility, believe you me, he tested us to the uttermost. What are we going to do with the Word of God?
Mm-hmm.
Are we going to follow the Word of God, or are we going to follow the tradition, the tradition of the elders? Well, we didn't see nothing, and there was nothing there in that compound worth fighting for. Like I said, my dad, oh man, he put in a lot of effort trying to get that ship up and running. But all his effort, at the end of his day, that whole thing collapsed. And the whole thing came in, that split came in, and now everything is coming to fruition. Now we're standing here, we're just holding on to something that's worth fighting for because it's God's mighty army. We just happen to tap into it. It's not our program. We don't have a program. We're not smart enough to come up with anything, especially here in these closing days of time. I mean, as we go on, like I say, every spirit that confesses Jesus Christ, who has come in the flesh, is from God. Every spirit in this hour who confesses that God sent the prophet, that spirit is of God. Because that religious antichrist spirit out there will not tell you that. You will not find it nowhere. Even they know that Jimmy Swaggart and that all these people, that John Hay, they all know about the prophet, just like you and I. And Billy Graham knew that God sent the prophet, but they won't tell you that. They lead the people out to hell and death. Heavenly Father, give you thanks for this another day of life and the many things you do for us, Lord, are just too numerous to mention. Most of all, Lord, that you've given us a mandate here in these closing days of time to hold on to your word, Lord. We just pray for grace that we'll continue on the journey and that we'll be stayed strong and steadfast, Lord. Help us by your grace, Lord, that we don't cave and that we don't allow ourselves to be manipulated and diverted by all these antichrists for it. Lord, you know the hour we're living in, a very treacherous hour we're living in. We're surrounded with seducing spirits, doctrines of the devil. Everything is exactly what you said us, and in the last days will happen. The deception will be of such magnitude that even the very elect would be deceived. And then you give the apostles and the order of mandate that they tell the people that seducing spirits and doctrines of devils and all kinds of things that's out there. Casitas is on the war path and he knows his time is short. That's why he's going out with great fury, and his great fury he shows it by with these antichrist and spirit of deception. It's all he's after is to deceive the people so he can take them out to hell and death. Lord, we ask for grace to hold on, to maintain the things that you've shown us, that you send the prophet here in these closing days of time. And we just ask for grace, Lord, that you give us the right words, the right vocabulary to say it in, and to stand firm and strong here in these closing days of time, Lord. And I pray most of all, Lord, that you give that increase. Because if you don't open the hearts of the people, Lord, all we're doing, we're just wasting our time. So I just pray you'll open the hearts of the people to let them know the hour that we're now living in, that we're living right here in these closing days of time, Lord. We just pray once again that you give that increase. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, there's so much to say. Like, for you and I, everything is so crystal clear that we know exactly where we are at time. When I look back at that, take inventory, I just one day decided I want to follow Jesus. I didn't want, no, I saw through that all right thing, and I knew there's got to be something else out there. And I knew I wanted something real. I didn't want this phony religious system. And Lord Richard Mercy, he just took me out of the compound, and he just led and guided me through the denominations. I've said it over and over again, and when I look back, all I had to do was crucify the flesh and commit myself to the Lord. Lord, use me for your glory, because I don't know. This is like walking through a maze, you know. You can't find your way. You just gotta let the Lord lead and guide you, and that's where he's led and guided you and I. And like I say, then back in the back number of years back, he brought us together, because I didn't know you prior to 2005. I didn't know you even existed, but the God of heaven knew, and you had the same desire, the same passion that I did. You saw right through that other right thing that it's nothing but a bunch of antichrists. And the Lord brought us together, and then we told us to start the website up, and that's been the program. We're just being guided by that unseen hand. The only thing that we have is number one enemy. That's me, myself, and I. Crucify the flesh and the pride and all these things, and then you allow the Lord to lead and guide you, and that's where he led and guided us, right to where we are today. Here in these closing days of time. And the program that you and I are under is the program that'll take you right to the marriage supper of the Lamb. That's on God's agenda. But you won't hear nobody out there telling you that. I was listening to John Hagee yesterday a little bit. I can't listen to it, because all I see, all over whatever he says, I see behind him is that spirit of Antichrist to deceive the people. Oh, they use church. They use world, the news, you know, what's happening in Israel and all over, and Iran, and they use that, that they get the people all fear-mongered and excited and worked up that people believe them. But see, and behind it is the spirit of Antichrist. Not one of them will tell them that God sent the prophet. Not one of them will tell you the hour we're living in. They're just using the news to work on the people's emotions. Mm-hmm. Just that simple.
That's right. I was thinking the other day, why not many more people see it? You know, but most people are not hungry for truth. They don't want the truth. That's why they can't see it. Like I was hungry, and there was something my soul and spirit wanted, and it would not rest until it came to the ministry of Brother Brenham and Brother Jackson, and that is God's prophet to the Laodicea church age. Now, anybody could cross the ocean. They can walk across the Niagara Falls if they want to, and they can fly to the moon, but that won't change the fact that that was God's prophet. Mm-hmm. And anything outside of that will lead you astray, just like that Antichrist spirit, because that Antichrist spirit doesn't want people come to the knowledge of the truth. Mm-hmm. They'll have enough truth and stuff like that, but it's all to deceive you and lead you astray. That's how Satan works. Sure, he comes as an angel of light, but he knows the weaknesses of the human nature and how much they want to be lifted up. And that's a lot of these preachers out there, that John Hagee, you take his money away from him. What is he going to be, you know, in his platform and his mega church, you know? Mm-hmm. They could never give that up, just like that rich young ruler. He could never give up his wealth, you know? That's because that's who they are. That's their whole makeup, who they are. And behind it, that Antichrist spirit is deceiving the whole congregation there. And people sit there and they just take it in because they think this is a guy that really is a renowned guy that's going to lead them to the rapture. But they're all being deceived because God sent a prophet. And if people don't accept that, then you know what? That's what God had for Laodicea church. But if people don't accept that, then they're just not going to see it, what God has done in this hour. Like, he's done so much for us in this hour. And like that pillar of fire you were mentioning the other day, that pillar of fire down in Chicago showed up. If those preachers rejected the blessing that God could have had for the people, but they're so staunched in their ways, and they just want to keep the traditions of the elders, just like those Pharisees did of old. They just wanted to keep those traditions and their religious rituals instead of following the Spirit of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit. They would not want to be led and guided into all truth. The truth was water baptism in Jesus' name. Get back to the faith of the early church. And those denominational churches, they were all represented there in Chicago, and they promised Brother Brenham they're going to go get baptized. But when the time came, they all rejected it, and they even wanted him to stop preaching. See, the devil wants the truth wants to stop the truth from going out, and they wanted to stop him from preaching. But the pillar of fire showed up, you know, to vindicate this was God's prophet and what he's saying is the truth.
See, they had a conspiracy going at that very convention. They got talking and gossiping amongst themselves, and they wanted to shut them down. And God knew all that. And then that, you can see it, that I have a picture. I should put it on my website, where that pillar of fire that walked through the wilderness with the children, that pillar of fire showed up, and all these denomination preachers, they saw that pillar of fire, and they saw him up there standing, you come right up here, you stand with me with this word right here, and that pillar showed up to back him up. What he was saying was 100% true, and they all saw it, all these denominations were represented there, and they promised that we'll be back tomorrow to get baptized in Jesus' name. Not one of them came. And there, God, it was that's what happened back then in the 60s. And when they rejected the truth, God had no other option Got tell the devil, Satan, here's the key. You go out and do your thing, just like it was back in the garden when God tested Adam and Eve, and they decided they're going to follow Satan. Mm-hmm. God had no other option but to give the planet to Satan. Mm-hmm. And here the same thing happened all over again. Back in the 60s, when America rejected the prophet, here God says, Satan, go for it. It's all yours now. Because they rejected me, now you can have at her. And that's what you see in America today. That's why that civil war is coming. All this is coming. There's coming the payday. And there's nothing nobody can do to stop it. And the same thing happened back in the early 90s when I went to these Hutterite preachers and I begged and pleaded with them. I said that I told them about God sent the prophet, and I begged and I pleaded. I said, when you build a kitchen, you go all the way to Alberta to look at the best of the best, and the best ain't even good enough. And then why can't you at least look at this and see if this is not so? Oh, we don't have to listen to you. You're just a troublemaker, and you got till sundown to get out of here. See what they did? They rejected the very mm-hmm. truth that could have taken them right to that land of glory. That whole Hutterite nation would have exactly what you and I have. They would be able to tell their young people. They got all kinds of issues now, all kinds of problems with their young people, and they don't know how to get a hold of it, simply because they rejected the truth, just like America rejected the prophet, just like Israel rejected the prophets back in the days of Jeremiah, and right through history, and they just keep rejecting and rejecting, and you know, we happen to find it, and we had to be tried and proven, and God can say now, he can say, who is then that wise and faithful servant whom his Lord had found faithful enough to deliver meat in due season? That's all we're telling people, the things that matter for the day and hour we're living in. And we're not ashamed of it. And that's why we keep saying, if you follow this program, it's the army that's been tested and tried throughout the ages. And they'll take you right to the marriage supper of the Lamb, because it's all that's left just up the road here. There's going to be a rapture, and that rapture, these people that are ready, these people that have prepared themselves, these people are going to go to the marriage supper of the Lamb. And in the meantime, down here, once that rapture happened, and the Holy Spirit is gone, the bride is gone, the people that are ready, that have prepared themselves for the marriage supper from them, that have accepted the message for their day, and these people are going to go out, and they're going to escape all this hell that's coming. But should pray that you may be found worthy to escape. That's what the Bible said. That's what Jesus said. Escape what? Escape this hell that's coming, that tribulation that's coming. The day of the Lord is coming just up the road here before he sets up his millennial reign. And all we're doing, we're just trying to warn the people. Everything that we ever work for, all our resource, all our energy, goes into trying to tell and wake up a lost and dying world and warn people of what's coming. Because throughout our journey, the Lord gave us exactly right to the day where we're living in time. He gave us that midnight cry. Like I keep saying, I challenge people. All you got to do, take your cell phone or whatever and punch in Mystery Cloud 1963. It'll tell you the whole story about what happened up in Sabine, O'Kane, back in the day, 1963, February 20. That was the middle of the church age of Laodicea. And we know that the church age of Laodicea began in 1906, because the grace age is divided into seven church ages, as it was, as it says back in Revelation chapter 1, like we read the other day. And here we are in the seventh one and the final one, and things, the truth is just going to keep marching on, whether I believe it or not. If I believe it, I can, if I'm part of that program, part of the Church of the Living God, I'll be part of that nucleus of people that's going to just go in that rapture. And once that rapture happens, like I say this, then Satan has full reign to this planet. It's going to be Katie bar the door. He doesn't even want your worst enemy. That's why I put in so much of my worst enemy. I won't even want to wish it on him to stay here when that thing happens. When Satan has full reign of this planet for course, it's a short time. Yeah. And then the Lord Jesus Christ comes back to set up his millennial reign. Just that simple.
Mm-hmm. Even the day of the Lord, where God pours out his wrath on wicked mankind. And basically, wicked mankind is people that have not given God the glory. And they sitting in a believing that ancestors, like people just never, some people never get out of that ancestral rot. Mm-hmm. You know, they believe this is the way my mother did it, my father, and that's the way I'm going to do. That's what I call an ancestral rot.
Mm-hmm.
Like my cousin from Clearwater, I tried to tell her about water baptism in Jesus' name. Oh, my mother and my father, they didn't do it that way, so I don't see why I have to. But I said to her, God is requiring more of this generation, because that's where this generation, God has revealed it to. You know, if people cannot accept that, then, you know, and that's what I mean. Like, they never get out of that ancestral rot. Like the Hutterites, they believe so much the ancestors are going to get them into heaven that they forget the whole picture of what God has, like what the Laodicea church was all about, what sending that prophet was all about. Like when I talked to my brother the other day, and when I talk, like, you know, this is how I talk, you know, about Jesus, about God sending a prophet and these things. And then he said, oh, you are really kaput, you know, because I didn't speak that harder right language, you know, then you're kaput to them. But I said, you are really a Hutterite, you know. Sometimes it kind of shocks you a little, because, you know, all your life your desire was to get to know God, and that's how he led your journey, right? And open up, and he opens up your understanding and enlightens you and gives you the wisdom, the understanding, the discernment of the things that's going on. And then you talk to these Hutterites, like my brother, and you're kind of a little bit shocked, you know, how little that they have actually sought out the ways and the things of God.
Yeah, where have you been?
Uh-huh. And because you talk, you don't talk the Hutterite language, and then you're kaput to them. Because you're really out somewhere else that they can't understand that language. They're so used to be brainwashed into that Hutterite way of thinking. And you come along because you're a free thinker, and you say the things that are true, and you're kaput according to their standards.
Yeah, like I say, where have you been? Like, we've been on this journey for 40 years, and we sought our salvation. We, with fear and trembling, we had this many homeless nights, many nights, didn't even know where I was coming or going. What's, where am I going to sleep the next day? Where am I going to get food the next day? Just led and guided by an unseen hand, because the Lord had a work for you and I to do. And he led and guided us to where we are today. Now we have been given the mandate, we have been given the responsibility to put out this chapter here, to put out this truth here, and these closing days of time. And it's the responsibility at our feet that we're doing it, led and guided by an unseen hand. And if you can come and join his army that's worth fighting for, you're going to be part of that nucleus of people that's going to have an escape route. Like Jesus said, watch and pray that you may be found worthy to escape all these horrors that's coming on the face of the earth. There's judgment looming on the rise, like that song says. We keep hearing a different sound. We didn't. I never knew that I'm going to be living just in the last generation. This is the last generation, and we're doing everything we can to warn the people, a lost and dying world, that this is the only website, this is the only channel where you're going to hear anybody tell you where we are in time. Like I keep saying, that midnight cry tells you everything. And then when you put it all together and you do the math, you come to October the 15th, 2021. That's when the crazy is ended. That's when that seventh seal was opened. That's when the week of Daniel begin, and then from there on, it's exactly 7 years, and it's exactly 1,260 days to the middle, and at the middle of the week, Satan is being cast out of heaven, and Satan goes right down into hell and picks up some reinforcement, and that's why you see this tremendous deception that's out here now, because Satan is on the loose, because he knows his time is short, and he's trying to shut you and me down, trying to make you and me irrelevant, trying to make, oh, they're just two troublemakers, they're two, just two people checking up. What the devil is doing, he's trying to paint an image that you and I, we don't read. Because he knows we're right, so what does he do? He uses every measure in the book to try to undermine us. But see, we just keep going, and people, they have a choice to make. They can come and join God's mighty army, because he'll take them now right to the marriage supper of the Lamb. And Satan knows all about that. That's why he's trying to work overtime to make us irrelevant, because he knows he can't stop us. He's been trying to stop us for 40 years, but you know, the more he tries to stop us, the more energy we get. You know? Mm-hmm. That's just the nature of the beast. That's just exactly the way it is. And the devil knows that. But see, the more he tries to stop us, the more we accelerate. Mm-hmm. Just that simple.
That's right. Heavenly Father, we just want to come before you, Lord, and we just want to expose that Antichrist spirit that has down to time deceived people. Amen. It uses individuals that have a persuasive and an elegant way of presenting things to people. And people just think that they're following, people don't realize that they're following the flesh of a man and not the Spirit of God. Because I know I've been through it all, Lord. And you've led me right to the ministry of Brother Brenham and Brother Jackson. And that's where my soul and my spirit said, I found it. I found a truth for my hour. And we're just letting people know and continuing with that program to let people know what that spirit of Antichrist is all about and what you've done in our hour, Lord. And we just want to give you thanks, Lord. We just pray that you'll help people to understand, Lord, and get them all out of that ancestral rot, out of that spirit of Antichrist that has deceived people, Lord. We just give you thanks. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.